I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah! Oh yeah, I'm gonna add some value to your life. 2 cents with Little Jess. Yep, that's me. This is where you're gonna get that extra added value to certain topics that we talked about today on the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Let's get into it. Before Chet gets into the details, when this was originally brought up on air, I decided to challenge it. I asked, did Natalie ask the right questions while they were dating? And I brought up the idea of this is a settled arrangement between the moms and the dad. All adults are agreeing to this. Before I give you my 2 cents, just know I was playing devil's advocate.
Our buddy Natalie has been with this guy for like 4 years. He's a great guy. We know this guy.
Yep.
She's been with him for like 4 years. He finally popped the question. And then homeboy comes out with the news that he has 2 kids from 2 different women that he is not involved in their lives. Essentially, they went, you know, they said, I'm praying. And he was young and stupid-er. Still stupid, stupider. They said, I'm pregnant. He said, great, do whatever you're going to do. And didn't want any part of it. He sends a check every month to these 2 separate girls, but he's not part of the kid's life. And now she's wondering what to do.
So he didn't disclose this.
Yeah.
She had no idea.
Well, and his contention was, this really has nothing to do with you. I'm not a part of any of this. I send checks.
Really, dude? Really? After 4 years, after you pop the question, after she said yes, you're really going to bring that up now? Really? Dee called up, and here's what she had to say if she was in Natalie's shoes.
If you waited to tell me that you have like secret love children until we got engaged, cancel. You're canceled. That's ridiculous. Everything we've been talking about, regardless if I don't want kids or I do, like that option is just taken away because now I know you don't even take care of your kids.
You guessed it. Dee is a hard pass. But Bryn, he doesn't quite agree.
I mean, it's a classic case of a double standard. This guy, we don't know the complete situation. We don't know about his insecurities. What about his feelings? Maybe he was afraid of her. He loved the woman. Maybe he didn't think that the relationship was going to get to where it was. And before he knew it, he didn't tell her about the kids, which, yeah, he's not taking care of them as far as what everybody else thinks he needs to be doing. But as far as the law, he's taking care of his kids. He's doing what he needs to do. So we don't know why he didn't tell her, but he did tell her before she entered into a legal agreement with him. He did what he needed to do, what he thought was right. But if he was a woman, we wouldn't be having the same conversation.
His feelings and his insecurities? Before he knew it, he didn't tell her about the kids? Come on. 4 years in a relationship is not a pass for time slipped away. Look, kids, whether or not you claim them, debt and STDs should always be disclosed up front. Bryn, I hear the passion behind your points. I'd like to break it down. You said maybe he didn't think the relationship would get to where it is. Good point if they were like 6 months in and just Netflix and chill buddies. And this whole thing about if he was a woman and the situation was reversed, we wouldn't be talking about this? Yes, we would be having a conversation. The biggest difference being the guy wouldn't need feedback from us. He'd know exactly what to do with Natalie. Natalie is being very sympathetic to her relationship, her feelings, and her fiancé. This is why she's confused. This is why she hasn't kicked him to the curb. Look, at the end of the day, I'm all for someone doing what's best for them, even if it's not the popular opinion. Natalie needs to just meditate on it, and the answers will be shown to you. But this is 2 cents with little Jess. Okay. Yeah, legally, he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. And yes, the three adults, the two women he has children with, and himself, have come to the conclusion of financially support the kids. Personally, is this a man that I want in my life? Hell to the nah. Your child is here right now. Why would you not want to be a part of that? That's just selfish. Regardless of the monthly money that comes out of your paycheck, you are selfish. That's something I cannot sign up for. And this guy didn't give me the option. So now I've invested 4 years of not only my life, my son's life, my feelings, your feelings, and this is what you give to me as I'm floating on this engagement. And to me, ladies and gentlemen, to me, that's the stuff I have a problem with. You are interrupting my life. You are wasting my time. And that is so unfair. So, Natalie, good luck to you. But if this was the little Jess story, as painful as it would be to try to get myself out of those feelings, at the end of the day, I only have me to pull myself up out of the water. So later, dude. Peace. And just that fast, it's a wrap. 2 cents with little Jess. Catch the Chet Buchanan Show weekday mornings on 98.5 KLUC.